WMGH presents Moon at Noon, a music showcase experience featuring interviews and a live performance from our Tamaqua studios. And now, Moon at Noon. That's right, it is Moon at Noon, and of course this is Magic 105.5's opportunity to have our listeners showcase a little bit of a live introduction of bands that are in and around our area. I am so pleased to have the members of Halfway to Hell in our studio today. So joining me today, I have two members that are actually doing a combination electric acoustic set. I have Forrest from the band.
Hamna, 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 hamna.
And Kevin, how are you?
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Guys, what made you start a band that covers AC/DC?
Well, when I first tried to put my first band together, Prowler, we were looking for singers and no one could sing, so it ended up I started singing a couple songs, Sin City, Dirty Deeds, and the guys in the band pretty much said, you need to be singing. So the problem was if I sang Ted Nugent, it sounded like Bon Scott, so eventually it just turned into a tribute.
A tribute of rock and roll that we all love. I mean, I remember growing up listening to the Back in Black album and you know, of course, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, all the High Voltage, all of those great sounds of AC/DC. But today you're going to be actually covering some popular tunes from that namesake band. Your band, of course, is Halfway to Hell, and you're going to be performing Saturday, August 12th at the West Penn Rod and Gun Club. That is located 1047 Clamtown Road in Tamaqua. Of course, if you listen to the 80s Guru and Rockin' with Roadkill, we've been promoting it, and I think it's going to be a great time. And, of course, our listeners get a chance to hear some of the music today. So what are we starting off with?
Well, the first thing I want to say is I'm the Bon Scott in the band, and I don't normally play guitar, but our guitar player lives far away, so I'm going to be doing the guitar, the leads. And our rhythm Malcolm, who is one of the best Malcolms in the world,
wholeheartedly,
he's going to be playing the acoustic and doing the rhythm part. So we're just going to noodle around here and do some old Bon Scott stuff, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay. All right. Listen up.
Song called Sin City.
All right. Halfway to Hell, live from our Magic Moon at Noon studio. I love it. Guys, it is so much fun to actually, you know, hear this in a very unique way. Now, when you're performing on the stage, how does it feel, you know, when audience members and stuff come up to you?
Well, for me, anybody that even compliments me is way too kind. But I always treat them with respect, just as they treat me with respect. So I enjoy every single person out there that I play for. It doesn't matter if it's 40 people or 4,000 people. Exactly. We still put that heavy show on. We make sure it happens, and I make sure that every single show you'll come out and see, just about all of us put on a hard show, and we work really hard at it. So
you work really hard. How many members are in the band? Like today, we just have you guys in the studio. But
there's six of us, and then we have a bagpiper who plays
really
every once in a while, but he's not there all the time. But
okay,
when he's available, we do a bagpipe thing and Long Way to the Top.
Oh, love that song! Definitely, it's great. You know, now we had mentioned before, you know, the influences. Who would you say when you were growing up was your childhood influence?
Well, AC/DC. I mean,
yeah.
I was introduced to it from my older sister, and
As
soon as I heard it, I loved it.
Okay.
How about you, Kev?
Oh, for me, boy, it's a long story. I'll give you a real quick one, though. I'll try. But my first album was Kiss Alive 2.
Okay.
The second album that was given to me, I was only 5 years old. So my second album was Highway to Hell.
Okay.
From AC/DC.
Right.
And I slept with that album for about 3 years. There's no kidding. I had it was a record, of course, you know, back when records were big.
Yeah, vinyl.
And,
right.
Every single night I would listen to that album. And then all of a sudden it was like, I just started collecting.
Okay.
So then it was the, you know, just getting every album I possibly could. But I mean, at the time it was all looks to me. Like, I mean, I loved the album, but I had no idea Brian Johnson was out.
Okay.
So then when I heard Back in Black, I was like, that was like an electric moment. But my influences, my actual influences as I grew up,
right,
I have a lot. But I'll give you some of my mains would be Mike Ness, and he was Social Distortion.
Social Distortion, right.
Mike Ness was one of my greatest. Every day I almost think about him. Tim Armstrong from Rancid and any of the Operation Ivy. Today I'm wearing an Operation Ivy.
Any of
his projects are amazing. Tim Armstrong's a great fella. When it comes to we're talking, I played oldies for about 7 years. And that was, to me, believe it or not, it's like the Buddy Holly thing.
Yeah.
Richie Valens.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed all of that. And when it comes to country, it was still like Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, and we're talking the Outlaws, all that other kind of stuff. I love the honky tonk. So
wow.
I have.
Okay, we'll talk more about some of those music interests. And that's really great, you know, that you're very wide as far as
it's
being.
It's important.
Yeah, it is. But let's get back to the music. That's what the listeners, they're on their lunch, and they're enjoying some of this great music. Halfway to Hell. All right, take it away, guys.
Jack. She's got the 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 jack. Jack, 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 jack. She's got the jack.
But you guys aren't going anywhere. Actually, we have a pair of tickets we're going to give away. This is to go see the August 12th show, Saturday, You have to call 570-645-2105. I have a pair of tickets right now to go see Halfway to Hell, the band that you're hearing right now live on Moon at Noon. Let's take a quick break, listen to our sponsors, and we'll be listening to more at Magic 105.5.
You're listening to Moon at Noon on WMGH. We'll be right back.
Frank DeMarco Auto Body and Mechanic Repair in the American Flag Painted Building on Route 209 in New Philadelphia for collision repair on all vehicles, including insurance claims, inspections, including motorcycles. Schedule your oil change, brakes, exhaust repair, and don't put off replacing those low tread tires. For full service auto and collision repair, call Frank DeMarco at 570-277-0400. And as always, Frank salutes all veterans and emergency responders.
Sold. That's the sign of a RE/MAX agent. For experience, integrity, communication, strategy, and negotiations, experience the RE/MAX difference by contacting Rose Marie Beck, Associate Broker Realtor with RE/MAX of Reading, serving Schuylkill and surrounding counties. Buying? Rose Marie incorporates all you are looking for in your dream home to match you with properties that fit your needs and budget. Selling? Rose Marie gets your property the exposure to sell for the highest dollar value in today's market. Call 610-670-2770, extension 3304. View listings at rosemariebeck.com.
Serving Schuylkill County for over 65 years. Heitzler's Dairy Bar in the Lewistown Valley. You might remember going there with your grandparents, and now you're the grandparents taking your grandchildren. Still family-owned and operated, Heitzler's offers 40-plus flavors of their own country fresh ice cream, delicious, affordable hot food from the grill. Try out the driving range and their two challenging mini golf courses. For their hours, check it out on Google or their Facebook page. Heitzler's Dairy Bar is closed on Wednesdays. Same great taste, same great location. Take a Heisler's break.
Regional weather.
This is the 105.5 AccuWeather forecast. Clouds and sunshine this afternoon with a thunderstorm hanging out. Humid, high 79. A heavy thunderstorm around this evening could bring flash flooding and localized damaging wind gusts. Patchy clouds otherwise with low 61. Partly sunny tomorrow to kick off the weekend. Less humid with a high 82. And Sunday looks like clouds and sunshine share the sky with a high 83. With the 105.5 AccuWeather forecast, I'm Ruth O'Brien.
It's 72 degrees.
That's right. Moon at Noon is happening here at Magic 105.5 live in the studio. Just before the break, I announced that I was giving away a pair of tickets, and I want to say Chris Taylor from Jim Thorpe has won a pair of tickets to go see Halfway to Hell, which is going to be at the West Penn Rod and Gun Club, 1047 Clamtown Road in Tamaqua. They are going to be opening up with the local boys, and 7:30 will be the main stage with Halfway to Hell. You can still get tickets. Tickets are available at West Penn Rod and Gun Club, Frank DeMarco Auto Body Repair in New Philadelphia.
Frankie!
Tamaqua Truck and Transfer, and the Facebook event page through Eventbrite. So tickets are still available for sale. I would also keep listening throughout the show. We might have another pair, but you never know. The best part is get in the live interaction with the band. You get to be able to listen while you have some lunch, some, you know, time of great music. And you know, I love how our listeners are very loyal. And one of the biggest things that they mentioned when we started working with our format was they love rock and roll. I love rock and roll. That's why we have AC/DC. We have them in our rotation. And that's just a little bit of background. You mentioned a lot of the roots music you like, Kevin. And, you know, Forrest, you know, you have such a wide, deep, rich, you know, music interest. And, you know, we talked about mixing sound, you know, how sound is so important. And, you know, that's the best part. You go to a show, what good is it if you can't hear the band, you can't hear the guitar, you can't hear those bagpipes? But, yeah, I want to hear a little bit more about the band. You know, what about it? Well, first off, where are you guys from? You know,
Kevin's a local boy.
Yeah, right, I'm here. Nesky, Nesquehoning.
Okay.
Nesquehoning, PA in the house.
Okay, woo! Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm originally from Nanticoke, and I live out in Sweet Valley now, which is west of Wilkes-Barre.
Okay. So how did you guys, you know, meet up and you know.
Well, Kevin was working down at
I heard that somebody was looking for a Malcolm role, and I was looking for one for 20 years.
Okay.
20 years.
Right.
So I heard about it, and I told somebody, third person, please inquire. I need to know more information. I think I want to do it. And that's really just how that worked. I mean, it was a phone call away. This was back before I had a cell phone even.
Right.
And which is very, very odd. I was a late bloomer with the cell phone, so that's how I got him. And he was actually the first person that made me get one, technically.
Yeah.
A cell phone.
You want to be in a band, you got to have a cell phone.
right. But
you have to throw his rotary out the window.
You know, and I have to say, when you're hitting those lyrics, those vocals, it's like Bon Scott's in the room. You know, so seriously, and our listeners say the same. You know, what they're hearing, what they're, you know, I'm getting the feedback, I'm getting the calls right now, they're trying to get tickets. Oh my God, see, the phone's not stopping.
Nice.
And the thing of it is, they love rock and roll. That's why they're tuned in right now live at this lunch hour.
That's what we have in common.
Yes, definitely. But yeah, let's get another song. What do you want to do?
Well, we can always do the Dirty Deeds.
Yes, Dirty Deeds done dirt cheap. Here, Halfway to Hell, listening on Moon at Noon on Magic 105.
Can we call this half plug?
Deeds and the dunder cheap.
You got problems in your life of love. You got a broken heart. Who's double dealing with your best friend? That's when the teardrops start, fella. Pick up the phone, leave her alone. Make a social call. Come on in, forget about him. We'll have ourselves a ball.
Dirty deeds and the dunder cheap. Dirty deeds and the dunder cheap.
Concrete shoes, cyanide, TNT,
dunder cheap.
Neckties,
done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds. Done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds. Dirty deeds. Done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds. Done dirt cheap.
Yeah, Halfway to Hell, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. I love it, guys. And what better way of having a little bit of live in studio like this? This is great. Oh, and while we're here, it looks like Roadhouse Lou just stopped by the studio. He was listening to, I guess, on his radio, and he had to stop by and see what was happening.
Absolutely.
Roadhouse.
Hello.
Oh, yes. Well, okay. You know what? I'm thinking of Rockin' with Roadkill.
Yeah,
but,
there you go.
But
that'll be Monday night.
That will.
I'll be here Monday.
So I wanted to at least give you a chance. You know these guys. And I want to hear a little bit about what's going on Saturday, August 12th.
First off, I never met these guys before. No, these guys are great guys. August 12th, Saturday night, 6:30 down at West Penn at the Rod and Gun Club. We got the local boys going on at 6:30. We got Halfway to Hell going on about 7:30, 7:45. We got 2 hours of AC/DC favorites, and maybe they're going to even throw in a few classic rock gems.
Might be 3 hours
even. Absolutely. So encouraging everybody, get those advance tickets, because we only could fit so many people in the place. And right now tickets are selling really, really brisk, which
Roadhouse.
Is cool.
Roadhouse, yes. And that's the best part is, like, we gave a pair of tickets away. We've been giving a couple away, you know, on some of the shows. And I understand there's even going to be a trivia question coming up that you're going to give another pair away. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, people are listening. They're loving it. I bet the guys could think of a good trivia question that we could come up with, and let's test Northeastern Pennsylvania and everyone's AC/DC knowledge.
Okay, test their knowledge, not Google, but see how much they actually know of the band.
Absolutely. So I'm going to fire away with the question. Who was the first singer of AC/DC?
Okay, so first caller, 570-645-2105. We'll see if anybody knows that answer?
Anybody caught Googling over their phone, they're going to owe me a shot that night.
Okay. All right, well, thanks, Lou. Let's hear a little bit more from you guys. Halfway to Hell on Moon at Noon.
Roadhouse. If anyone saw the Family Guy episode of Roadhouse, you'd get it.
Ready.
All right, we are halfway to hell, and we are on a highway to hell. Living easy, living free. She's been taking on a one-way ride. Asking nothing, leave it be. Taking everything in my stride. Don't need a reason, no need rhyme. Hey, going down. Oh. All the way. Oh, baby.
Yeah, all right, guys. That is dynamite. You know, hearing that song, of course, where you take half of your band halfway to hell from that song. I love it, and it's energetic. And that's I have not seen the phone lines light up as much as they have. Of course, our listeners love free stuff, and they love good music, good rock and roll. I'm going to announce again. This is going to be Saturday, August 12th at the West Penn Rod and Gun Club to see Halfway to Hell, 1047 Clamtown Road in Tamaqua, AC/DC tribute Halfway to Hell with opening band The Local Boys, 6:30 for The Local Boys, 7:30 for the main stage. And, of course, you can still buy tickets at West Penn Rod and Gun Club, Frank DeMarco Auto Body Repair in New Philadelphia, Tamaqua Truck and Transfer, and the Facebook event page through Eventbrite. Also want to thank Rosemarie Beck for being a sponsor, a realtor for today's broadcast, and of course Frank DeMarco, Auto Body and Repair in New Philadelphia. We definitely want to thank their help for making this broadcast happen. So it's exciting for me to be here on the stage with you guys and letting our listeners, you know, be a part of this rock and roll. You know, it really is another page in history.
I was telling you earlier that I'm more nervous now than I am playing out.
Yeah, why is that?
Because it's acoustic.
Okay.
How many times did you get to see AC/DC do acoustic?
Right.
It's not going to happen. But it's tough, and it's something that's pretty cool. I'm actually having a good time doing this. So,
a few years ago, I saw Axl Rose with AC/DC down in Philadelphia when they were on tour.
Sports Center.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And it was, you know, I heard a lot of murmur about people saying, don't go to the show, Axl will cancel, blah, blah, blah. It was one of the best shows.
Absolutely.
You know, were you there?
Axl did a great job.
Yeah.
Axl did a great job.
Yeah.
Actually, that was amazing, too, because I think you and I were probably at the same show.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's small world.
Yep.
Yeah, that was fantastic, and I was so glad that I was a part of that moment. That
and
moment
no one's
in time.
Ever expected that to happen that way, though, either. Mm-hmm. I never knew. That threw me a curve that Axl was going to sing for AC/DC.
And he did a hell of a job.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, definitely. Absolutely. I love the fact that, you know, you are true to the music, and instead of it just being like, okay, well, we're a cover or a tribute or we're doing something, you guys get into it. And I think on stage, that's what people really appreciate is that energy. That energy that comes through, you know, when every sweat is coming out of every pore of your body, and it's just like, you know.
Song two, I'm soaked.
Exactly. You feel that. You feel that energy when you're at the show, and that's the best thing we're talking about. August 12th, you know, I can't say it enough. West Penn Rod and Gun Club, it's happening. You can get tickets. I know the phones were ringing earlier for that trivia question. I think we'll hear back from Lou. He had to go deal with some of the... Oh, he's got a winner?
We got a winner.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. He's saying there is a winner that knows that his... That
was a hard question.
That Yeah, so go ahead, Lou. Tell us a little bit about the contest question and answer.
Okay, the question was, who was the first singer of AC/DC? The answer is Dave Evans, and our winner is from Jim Thorpe, Mr. Mike Bokico. Great to see a local guy win. Frank DeMarco did call in and have the winner as a consolation for us. I told him you're going to pay his way into the show.
Good.
So,
we have two Jim Thorpe winners today.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Frank. Maybe, you know what? If we have time, maybe we'll do a third pair and we'll see if we could do three in a row.
Oh, okay.
We'll
all right.
Come up with something. We got to come up with something good here for this third giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
Got to think about it for a minute, what we could ask our listeners.
Okay. All right. Well,
who was the first bass player?
Okay. All right. There you go. There's the question. Okay. Who is the first bass player? And we'll have to get that answer. 570-645-2105. And we will be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. You're listening to Moon at Noon on Magic 105.5.
You're listening to Moon at Noon on WMGH. We'll be right back.
Sold. That's the sign of a RE/MAX agent. For experience, integrity, communication, strategy, and negotiations, experience the RE/MAX difference by contacting Rose Marie Beck, Associate Broker Realtor with RE/MAX of Reading, serving Schuylkill and surrounding counties. Buying? Rose Marie incorporates all you are looking for in your dream home to match you with properties that fit your needs and budget. Selling? Rose Marie gets your property the exposure to sell for the highest dollar value in today's market. Call 610-670-2770, extension 3304. View listings at rosemariebeck.com.
Frank DeMarco Auto Body and Mechanic Repair in the American Flag Painted Building on Route 209 in New Philadelphia for collision repair on all vehicles, including insurance claims, inspections, including motorcycles. Schedule your oil change, brakes, exhaust repair, and don't put off replacing those low tread tires. For full service auto and collision repair, call Frank DeMarco at 570-277-0400. And as always, Frank salutes all veterans and emergency responders.
Magic 105.5 Moon at Noon is what we're presenting, and it is a pleasure to have Halfway to Hell in our studio today. I am Chris, and I am so glad that I get a chance to meet up close and personal with some of the bands, you know, that come through here. Obviously, it is an opportunity for our listeners to, you know, they're at work or they're driving, and, you know, they get a chance to take their lunch and have a little bit of entertainment with us. And, of course, we're talking about the upcoming show that's happening at West Penn Rod and Gun Club at 1047 Clamtown Road in Tamaqua for Halfway to Hell. We have members of Halfway to Hell, Forrest and Kevin, who have been half electric, half acoustic. It's been... The whole show has been electric. I got to say that. I have goosebumps right now.
Thank you, Chris.
You know,
thank
it's you. It's pretty cool. You know, as growing up, listening to, like I mentioned, the Back in Black, the Highway to Hell, the High Voltage, all the AC/DC out. Yeah,
yeah, the horns, throwing yeah, the horns.
He threw the horns up. Yeah, go ahead, Forrest.
Can I say something?
Sure.
You know, we get a lot of compliments from AC/DC fans, Bon Scott fans, newer fans. But one of the coolest compliments we get are from people who don't even like AC/DC. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, yeah, I came with my friend, and I'm not real crazy about AC/DC, but this is awesome. You know, it's a really cool compliment.
Yes, and it's crossing into multiple generations. Obviously, you know, AC/DC, we think of the 70s and the 80s. Thunderstruck, you know, was a little bit of like a kickback and Mistress for Christmas, like all those like, songs that kind of got AC/DC back in mainstream, and I love the fact that, you know, they were even on tour. So what you guys are doing is you know, keeping that energy alive, and it's great to see newer audiences, newer listeners that are growing up and saying, hey, you know what, maybe I'm not liking, you know, Brian Sugars or whoever, you know, might be on the radio today. I want to listen to rock and roll such as AC/DC, and that's what you guys are providing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Yeah. So, you still got some music left in you?
Well, we got two more if we have time.
Yeah, okay.
Do we have time for one or two?
Yeah. Rock on. Let's do it. Yeah, we got it.
TNT.
TNT.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Here's one you heard at the NFL Stadium many times.
Yeah. One, two, three, four.
TNT
and dynamite.
TNT. Now in the fight!
TNT!
I'm a power load!
TNT!
Watch me explode! I'm dirty, mean, mighty unclean. I'm a wanted man. Public enemy number one. Understand? Lock up your daughter. Lock up your wife. Lock up your back door and run for your life. The man is back in town. Don't you mess me around. 'Cause I'm
TNT.
I'm dynamite.
TNT.
I'll win that fight.
TNT.
I'm a power load.
TNT.
Watch me explode.
TNT.
Guys, that is Explosive TNT. Of course, you're listening to Halfway to Hell at Moon at Noon. I want to take a quick moment to thank Rosemarie Beck, Associate Broker Realtor with REMAX of Redding, serving Schuylkill and surrounding counties. If you're in the market to buy or sell a property, check out rosemariebeck.com. Also want to thank Frank DeMarco Auto Body Repair, 92 North, North Valley Street in New Philadelphia, for complete auto body repair and refinishing. Proud to support live music, all emergency responders, our armed forces, and community events. Call 570-277-0400. None of this would have happened if it wasn't for Roadhouse Lou, woo! You know, to come through the gates of Magic 105.5 and kind of make a little bit of an introduction to himself and of course, you know, to keeping music alive in the area. Lou, did we get a winner for that last trivia question?
We did. The trivia question was name the original bass player from AC/DC, and it was Larry Van Creed. And our winner, Nikki Chappelle from over in Port Carbon, who happens to be the office manager over at Frank DeMarco Auto Body. So they seem like they're having a party over there, enjoying the moon at noon, which is awesome.
Well, of course, we love that. We want to thank them for, you know, keeping us tuned in and thinking of us. And, you know, it's as our lunch crowd is, you know, soon got to, you know, the whistle will be soon be blowing and getting back in there. We really love the fact that, you know, this is an opportunity to get people to listen to, you know, before the big show.
Absolutely. This is fantastic. I mean, it sounds so good out there. I went out to answer the phones, and it's like, they're just blowing up. I must have had over a dozen calls in less than 2 minutes. Not all the answers were right, but hey, I appreciate everybody reaching out.
That's more calls than you've had at home in the past year.
Absolutely. At times three.
Well, you know what? And that was the whole point of the trivia. Everybody wants to win, but you got to get the right answer.
Got to get the right answer. And you know what? Even if you didn't win, advance tickets are only $15. You can't beat that. Again, support our sponsors, Frank DeMarco, they're on sale over there. West Penrod and Gun Club, stop out, get something to eat, have a drink, grab your tickets. Also, Tamaqua Truck and Transfer.
Rosemarie Beck.
Rosemarie Beck, absolutely. Rose is the dear, and you got to sell something, especially your house, or you want to buy a house, give Rose a call.
I appreciate everyone that makes that happen. So, I know you guys said you got at least one more song in you, so, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. We could definitely get another song in here.
Can I say one more thing before we start the song?
Please.
Frank DeMarco's favorite band is Air Supply.
Okay.
Put that out there.
Okay.
They sort of are on my radar to bring in the area next. I know they play some of the bigger venues and stuff, but maybe we could convince them play maybe over at Frank's house in his backyard and have a pool party with Air Supply.
Okay, well, obviously his whole office is listening, and they can chime in on that.
Absolutely.
All right, so yeah, let's rock it out, guys. Let's do it right. Wow. What a show. What a performance. I am so glad. We're almost out of time, but I want to take this time to thank you guys for coming in and performing
live.
Thank
you and your listeners. Thank you and your listeners for even having us here. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Halfway to Hell, they're going to be at the...
West Bend!
Yes, at the West Bend Rod and Gun Club, 1047 Clamtown Road in Tamaqua. This is Saturday, August 12th. You can still get tickets, right, Lou?
Absolutely. $15, advance tickets only.
With the local boys.
With the local boys, we'll be opening up the show. I am so thrilled that you guys were able to perform here on Moon at Noon. It's something that I feel very dear to my heart, and I'm glad that, you know, we could do more of this for our lunch crowd. And, you know, keep this momentum going.
Absolutely. A big shout out again to Frank and Rose, who made this all possible, and especially to these two young guys who came in and played their heart out for the last hour.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Got a gig tonight, back on the road tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, Poconos.
Poconos.
Paradise Stream, Pocono Palace tonight and tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, I know you got to hit the road. Thank you again for being a part of Moon at Noon. I'm Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Until next time, you're listening to Magic 105.5.
You've been listening to Moon at Noon on your favorite radio dial, 105.5 FM, WMGH Tamaqua.